Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the minister at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files. You'll also find a host of other Bible-related material that we aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting time of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to all of these services. You will always be warmly received. Our only desire is to show you need for God in your life and you have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died that you might be set free from sin. We've been studying the book of Hebrews, and we continue this morning in Hebrews chapter number 5, verses 1 through 4. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. He can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Because of this, he is required, as for the people, so also for himself, to offer sacrifice for sin. And no man take this honor to himself, but he was called by God, just as Aaron was called. Now, these passages are going to set up something that we will continue next month in looking at the priesthood of Jesus Christ. But in these passages, the writer is discussing the qualifications of a high priest. It says, is appointed to men in things pertaining to God, that he might offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin. Now understand that under the old covenant, the tribe of Levi were the priests, and the priests were to offer in capacity that they would do service for the Israelites, for the Jewish nation. They would have the sacrifices brought to them, and they would take those sacrifices and they would offer them on behalf of the children of Israel for their sin, and that they might gain forgiveness of sin, and that they might be acceptable to God. But they had to go through the priest, and those priests were given responsibility and duty by God in the law, exactly what kind of sacrifices to offer, what they were for, and how they were to be offered. Now, since they are there for our benefit, we should be encouraged to have a living high priest like Christ, intimately qualified to help our infirmities, bear our weaknesses, and procure for us through the sacrifice of himself the pardon of our sin and full measure of grace for all. The priests are created to benefit man and not God, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse number 3. Now, notice in our text, he can have compassion on those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself is also subject to weakness. Under the old Levitical priesthood and the old Aaronic priesthood, the priest first had to offer sacrifice for himself. Why? Because he had sin. Because he was guilty of sin. He had weaknesses. He gave in. He yielded. And therefore he became guilty of sin. So before he could offer a sacrifice for sin on behalf of the people, he had to offer a sacrifice for sin on behalf of his own sin. And then when he did that, he could be justified, and then he could help others. And so he had that weakness. Now notice, because he required as for the people, so himself also to offer sacrifice for sin. Now again, he had sinned, and so he had to make those offerings. He had to be cleansed. He had to be purified. He had to be forgiven, just like those that he was offering sacrifice for. So the priest would offer first for his own sin, and then for the sins of the people. But that was according to the law under Moses. And no man takes this honor in himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was called. God called Aaron. He brought him into the priesthood. No man takes this upon himself. And so we need to understand under the old law, the priest must offer sacrifice for their own sin. And we can read that in Leviticus chapter number 4. And we're going to read just a few passages there in Leviticus chapter 4. And we're going to begin reading in verse number 3. Leviticus chapter 4 and verse number 3. If the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bullock without blemish as a sin offering. He shall bring the bull to the door of the tabernacle meeting before the Lord, lay his hand on the bull's head, and kill the bull before the Lord. And the anointed priest shall take some of the blood, bull's blood, and bring it to the tabernacle of meeting. The priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood 7 times before the Lord in front of the veil of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of meeting. And he shall pour out the remaining blood of the bull at the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. He shall take it from it all the fat of the bull as is a sin offering, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat which is on the entrails, the 2 kidneys and the fat there on them, and by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. As it was taken from the bull of the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn them on the altar of the burnt offering. But the bull's hide and all of his flesh, and his head and his legs, and his entrails and offal, the whole bull he shall carry outside the camp to a clean place where the ashes are poured out and burned on the wood and fire, where the ashes are poured out and it shall be burnt. Now, if the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally, but now all these instructions are given to the priest. He had to do that on behalf of himself. Why? Because he was guilty of sin, because he had sinned. Second, he must be called of God, just like Aaron was called in Leviticus chapter 28, verse 1. Who gave Christ this great honor? Well, Christ was called by his Father in heaven, Matthew 28, verse 18. Christ was set apart to come and do his Father's will, according to the first 5 verses of John 17. And so what we see in the qualifications of the priest, and especially the high priest, under the Levitical Mosaic covenant, that all priests had to be from the tribe of Levi. The high priest had to be of the lineage of Aaron, and had to be a direct descendant of Aaron in order to occupy the office of the high priest. And he could only go into the place of behind the veil, the most holy place, once a year on the Day of Atonement. But when he went into the tabernacle, later into the temple, but when he went into the holy place or the most holy place, the first offering that he made was on behalf of himself, because he was guilty of sin. And so he first had to be forgiven of his own sin, and he had to do that offering in order to be forgiven of his sin, and then he could be in a position where he could offer sacrifices for the sins of the people. Now, this was under the old economy. This was under the old priesthood, the priesthood of Aaron and the priesthood of the Levites. And this priesthood was designed and was created by God. And he determined which of the tribes would be the priest. He determined the tribe and the lineage of a high priest. And he determined their responsibilities, their duties, their sacrifices, the things that were offered, when they were offered, how they were offered, and that they first would offer a sin sacrifice upon the altar for themselves. But why did they have to do it? Because he himself is also subject to weakness. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we will see next time we come together that this problem with the Aaronic priesthood and even with the Levitical priest would not carry over into the priesthood of Christ, because he would have to make no such concession. He would not have to make a concession about offering sacrifice for his sin. He would not have to first go in and make an offering for his own, for he had none. as we studied last week, he was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. That's what made him a better high priest. And we will see that, Lord willing, when we receive the qualifications that were possessed by Christ as our high priest. But why does he make this contrast? Again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you of the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is written to show a better covenant, a better law, better promises, better hope, and a better mediator, and a better covenant. Why? Because it was based upon Jesus Christ. He would be the mediator. He would be the one that had the better hope. And he would have to be a better priest because he was high priest without sin. He did not commit sin. Therefore, it made him a better high priest. And therefore, he was in a position to order to understand the sins of the people because he was tempted in all ways, yet without sin. Now, why did he have the old covenant and the temporal nature of the Levitical and the Aaronic priesthood? All of this was done to show transgression, to show that man indeed was in sin, to show that he had need of God and he had need of forgiveness. And the law demonstrated that he was in sin, that he had transgressed God's law, that he was guilty of sin, and therefore in need of cleansing in order to be right with God. The law taught him that. And the priest was a reminder that they had also fallen prey to sin, and they also had the same need, and they also had the same regard, and that the high priest, through the instructions given through the old law, would offer sacrifice and give sacrifice in order to get their sins forgiven. But understand, they will be much different under the law of Christ. There will not be fleshly sacrifices. There will not be a need for the high priest to make a sacrifice for his own sin, since he will be sinless, as we discussed last week in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. But remember, this is the reason why this covenant is better. This is why this high priest is better. This is why the hope under this covenant is better. That's why the spiritual benefits under this covenant is better. That's why all of it's better. That's why it's more perfect. That's why it's something that shows us that the old law and the old economy of the Levitical priesthood and the Aaronic priesthood was temporal. It was not to be eternal. It was never designed to save men, and it was never to last forever. And first and foremost, it was given to the nation of Israel and not to all men. That would be the greatest contrast between the old law and the new law. It was not just given to a nation. It was not just given to a people. It was given to all men, that all men would be saved by the same means. What means is that? Jesus Christ. And so, again, the old economy, the priest had sinned, had to offer forgiveness of sin for their own sin before they offered for the people. Under the law of Christ, he has no sin. He offers no sacrifice for himself. That is on behalf only of the people, because the people are guilty of sin, not our mediator, not our high priest, and not the Son of God. That's why he's better. That's why his covenant's better. And that's why the hope